The Gemara. Amar Rav Gidl, Amar Rav, Im Zara Kurtza. He says, no, but even by Korban Pesach, you should know if you made this Zrikas Adam, even in the case where the meat became tummy, and we know now this person is not allowed to eat the meat. Still, if the Kohen made, or the Kohen made this Zrikas Adam, it's Hurtza. He was Mekayim Mischayvas Pesach Sakrashi, Upotim Alasas Pesach Sheni. He does not have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Even though he can't eat the meat by the first night, still he's Yaitzis Chayv. Shrek Mar Kasher, why? I've a Bina Nachilo. The Iki is fed up a carbon Pesach is teeth to meat. And Achilo, and he can't even hear, the meat is tummy. And for the Gemara, we have Gidl holds Achilo Loi Makva. He also knows eating of the carbon Pesach is not Makiv. Drashi Loi Makva Kapor B'dievin. That you are Yaitz, your carbon Pesach, even though you can't eat the meat. For the Gemara, I've a Ksiv, it says in the Posig, Ish Lefi Ochloi, that every person has to eat it. And the Gemara mitzvah, it's only it's a mitzvah to eat from the korban. But if you don't eat from the korban pesach, according to Rav Gidl, you're still makarim the chayves korban pesach. For the Gemara l'akiv loy, is that true? That even if you don't eat, still you eat to the mitzvah. For Tanya, we learned before, v'dash neposek v'michsas, you have to have the korban for lemnuya. If you own it, if you are appointed for this korban beforehand, Malamad teaches from this word, sheina pesach nishrat. You only let it be a korban pesach el lemnuya. Only if the people were appointed owned it from before the Shechita. Yochel, I would think, Shochdush Lemnuyav. Let's say whoever Shech the Korban has in mind for some people that didn't own this Korban. So I would think, Yehei, Koivra la Mitzvah, stand to doing something wrong. They didn't listen to the Mitzvah. Of the Kosher, maybe the Korban is the Kosher. Talmud Leiman, no, the Potter says a second time, Ish Lefi Ochlei Techaisu. The first and the second time, that you only can have the Korban Pesach, the Chayso, from people that were counted, were appointed, owned this Korban beforehand. Is Akosiv Shino Olav Lakiv. The Pesach said the two times that you have to own the Korban Pesach. Lakiv, to teach me that if you shech the Korban for somebody that does not own this Korban, that's a pasus in the Korban. And the Iskish, tomorrow before on Tav and Nishchat said, we make a Hekish, Oichlin Lemuyav. That the same way you shech the Korban for some people that can't eat the Korban is pasul. So you see clearly that this likuva, you have to be able to eat from the carbon. If whoever shechs the carbon has in mind only for five people that can't eat, they're sick, they can't eat from the carbon is puzzle. So you see likuva, you have to be able to eat from the carbon. So how could Rav Gidl say no, even though you don't eat from the carbon, it's tamei, still you eat to the mitzvah? So the Mara, El Rav, the Yom Krevi Nosin. That the Rav Gidl Om Rav, he said, oh, name a Rav, Rav holds like Rav Nosin Shita. Staka machoike staka. The Yomer Rav Nosson holds Achilas Psokim Loi Makfim. That's Rav Nosson Shita. Avadi, there are Rabbonim that argue. The Gemara's before all argued and says, no, you only eat to the mitzvah's korban if you eat the meat. That's why if you shecht it for people that can't eat it, the korban is possible. But Rav Nosson argues. And Rav here goes according to Rav Nosson. For the Gemara, hi Rav Nosson, where's this Rav Nosson that says the Achil is not Makfim? Elaine, if you want to tell me, ho Rav Nosson, is this Rav Nosson at Tani? We learned like this. Rabbi Nosson Leimir, Minayin Shekol Yisrael Yoitzim Pesach Echad. How do I know that it could be that with one Korban Pesach, the whole Klai Yisrael is Yoitzim? How do I know that? You know, if everybody made this Korban, this person, the Shliach, to make the Tashechtet for us, and we all own it, we all have a Shutfas in it, we're all Yoitzim the Mitzvah. Talmud Leimir, the Postik says, V'shochatu Oysoi Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael Ben Aboyim. For the Gemara, V'chi Kol HaKol Shechtin, does every single person have to shech the korban? Only one person shechts for a few people. What do you mean? Shechtu, everybody has to shecht? Ela malamed, it's a chiddush from this pasuk. Shekol Yisrael yoytzim pesach echod. It's possible that the whole Klai Yisrael could be yoytzim with just one korban. Now what's the kash here? If the whole Klai Yisrael only brought one korban, could everybody eat a kazayis meat? No. There's not enough kazayisim in one korban to feed thousands, millions, thousands and thousands of Yidden. So, how could everybody be yoytzer the Korban Pesach? Elamai Yitzirayi, Reb Nosson holds, you do not have to eat from the Korban Pesach. So even though there'll be thousands of people that don't get any meat to eat here, so what? Since everybody made a shliach, everybody owned this Korban, and they made a shliach to shecht for them, you could be mekayim the mitzvah. So you see, the mitzvah is that the Korban should be geshochten for you, and not to eat the meat. So it's a rai, that's Reb Nosson Shita. Mura says, no. Dil Mashani Hosam, I'll tell you a different svarim. Even though Lamaisi, not everybody could eat, but we don't know who to push off. Everybody could say, Hossam di mamshchehani, if these people will put go away and say, we don't want this carbon, it's choslahani, then we give the meat to eat the rest of the people. Fi mamshchehani, and you keep on going with that. Everybody could say, but if the other people wouldn't be here, I would have got to eat. It's choslahani. So therefore, this carbon, really, there is meat here that really should be eaten by people. Which people? Everybody could say, I'm the one that's going to eat and you're not going to eat. So since it's possible that you could have got the meat to eat, even though the mice you're not getting the meat to eat, that's enough. But if you, by our Mishnah, where we're saying now the meat is tameh, that nobody's allowed to eat it, maybe there it's no good. So for now, Mishnah wouldn't have a raya. When the meat is tameh, nobody could eat, maybe here it's no good. So Mara says, Ela hai Reb Nosson, it's another Reb Nosson. The Tani, we learned like this. Nimnu olav chaburachas. 10 people bought a korban pesach together. It's their korban now. V'chazru v'nimnu olav chabur acheres. And then they included another 10 people. Another chabur also became shutfus with the same korban pesach. Is halacha. And there's only enough meat here to feed 10 people. That's all. So we say, Rishoinim sheishdan kezayis. The first 10 people that have enough kezayis meat here. Oichlan upturim. Melasas pesach sheni. They shech this korban, the korban, and they eat the meat, and they makayim their mitzvah. They don't have to make a korban pesach sheni. Of Achroinim, the second 10 people. Shein lem kezayis. It could be more. It could be 100 and 100. But the second chabura, there's not enough meat for them to eat. So Tanakam holds ein oichlim. Since they can't eat the meat, v'chayovim lasas pesach sheni. Therefore, they're mechuyev to make a pesach sheni. Now that this Tana holds that the ikra of the korban is to eat the meat. And if you don't get a kezayis meat to eat, you're not mekayin the mitzvah pesach rishon. You have to make a pesach sheni. Rabbi Nosson oime. What's Rabbi Nosson sheet to know? Both of them are potter for making a Pesach Sheni. Why? Because I call upon him since the second Chabura owned this Korban, they were mishkatef in the Korban, and the Shechita was done for them also, since the Shechita was done as kosher. So you see clearly, according to Rav Nosson, the Iker is to have a Shechita that the Korban was brought, even though you have no meat, it still is kosher. Tomorrow, no, Akati, maybe it still is different. Dil Mashani Hosam, the Mim Shechihani Chosilahani. Still it's a svarim. If the first 10 would go away and not eat, there would be meat left over for the second 10. So even though the mice, the second 10 does not get any meat to eat, but there was a possibility for them to get it. So maybe that's enough. Mashenke and Bayos, where the meat is tameh, nobody could eat it. Maybe there it's no good. So the more no. In Cain, listening, Rav Nosson should have said that. He should have ended off the brice and say, Hoy la ruy in limshach. He should have said, since they're roy to go off, the first 10 could have went away and the last 10 could eat it. My shekva nizra kadam. Why does Rav Nosson say in the Brisa? The reason why he says this kosher is because they already made the zrikas adam. Shema mina bedam tal yemilsa. We see clearly Rav Nosson's svar is as long as they made the zrikas adam, they shechted the korban pesach for you, even though there's not enough meat for you to get, still it's kosher. Tal yemilsa. Avol achila lay matvi, but achila is not makiv. So the kids say Rav holds like Rav Nosson. This is the Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson sheet 3 is Achilas Korban Pesach is not makiv. What's makiv is just to make the zrika. So that's what Rav holds also. But Rav Gemara, good. There's such a Rav Nosson number. My duchka the Rav lemukim at lo matvisin lechatchila. Rav Nosson, why did Rav have to say our Mishnah goes according to Rav Nosson? Because our Mishnah says what? Our Mishnah says if the meat became tamei, you're not allowed to make the zrika zadam. So why did Rav have to say the Mishnah just means that Matkila don't do it? But the Evan, if you made this Rikas kosher, who is Rav to say that's Tran our Mishnah? Maybe our Mishnah goes not like Rav Nosson, and our Mishnah means even with the Evan is kosher, it's possible. Even if you make this Rikas Adam, still the carbon is no good. Maybe our Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin. For our filu d'yevan namiloi, our Mishnah says clearly, nit mebos of a chel of kaim ain't a zorek as adam. Maybe it means even with the yevan, if you make this recon, still the korban is possum. Hey, how did Rav know our Mishnah goes according to Rav Nosson? And for the Gemara, Rav Masis and Keshisa, yes, Rav knew from our Mishnah. Rav had a kasha from our Mishnah. Amai Tony, how come our Mishnah just says ain't zorek as adam? What does our Mishnah say? Nit mavos if the meat became tameh, even though the chelev was kayim, ain't a zorik as adam. That's all it says in Lashon. The Mishnah just says, don't make a zorik as adam. Listen, posel. Why didn't the Mishnah say stronger? The Mishnah should have said the korban pesach is posel. Why didn't it say posel? El shemamina tzarayef in our Mishnah, ain't zorik with retchila. All the Mishnah means is that metchila, if you ask us, will tell you, don't make a zorik as adam. Since the meat is tameh, and you're not going to be able to eat it, So don't make this rikah here. Rather make another korban that you will be able to eat the meat. Of Abu the Yevit, if the person didn't listen and went ahead and made this rikah Saddam, shapadomi. So that's Rav Dik for now. Mishnah. The Mishnah just says ain't a zerik, but if you did do it, it's kosher. Why? Because our Mishnah goes according to Rav Nosson. Tret Gemara. Ulu Rav Nosson ishta fi yochloi lomuli. What's Pshat has? What's Rav Nosson do with the pasuk? The pasuk says you have to be able to eat the korban pesach, and we say if you shech the korban, al manas that the five people are choylem can't eat. The korban is pasul. Why is the pasul according to Rav Nosson? You don't have to eat. And for the Gemara, the bein and gavra the chazi lachila. That Rav Nosson is moed to the pasuk. The person has to be a person that's royi to eat the korban pesach. Now, even though the meat is tummy and you can't eat it, still the korban is kosher. But if you're a person that's a sick person and you can't eat the meat, then the korban is pasul. It's the pasuk you're saying ish the fiyachol to chayson. Who can make the korban pesach for? Only for people that they are royi to eat. Even though the meat you cannot eat, even though the meat is tummy, that's Rav Nosson's svarim. So if the people are not royitid, they're a chaylim, and echnami, the korban is posel. But if the person is royitid, just to meet his tummy, it's still kosher. So the Mormon Tanel, all the son of Rabban, who's the Tanel of this brisa? It says, shochatul yoichlov. They shechted the korban amanas, the people could eat it. That the 10 people in the chabura, 5 were sick and 5 were not. So they shechted amanas, the people, the 5 that could eat. Of a bizarre kudom, of a shaz rikom, he had in mind only the 5 people that can't eat. Is our Pesach Atzma kosher? The locher is this Pesach still kosher. For you are the Yotzeboy Dechavosai. And you also Yotzeboy, you don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Is the Chura command, who does this go like? Name Rav Nosson. The Chura goes like Rav Nosson. Because we said what? Even though you're making this Rikov Shloy Loichlov, still the carbon is possible. It's kosher. Why is it kosher? So the Mar, Veloy Rabbonin, and not like Rabbonin. The Mar says no. Afilu Tem Rabbonin, even though it goes according to Rabbonin, still it's kosher here. Why? And Mashcheves Oichlim is Rikov. Now I'll tell you the Yisoid, that if you have in mind B'shash you do the Avoida for people that can't eat, that's only possible B'shash Chita. Because the possible is Ishlef Yochloi Techoisu. And Techoisu means Chita. So only B'shash Chita, if you think in mind to shech for the people that can't eat, that's when you pass for the korban. But if you have this Machshava B'shash Rika, there's no Psul even according to Rabbanan. B'shash Rika, you don't have the Psul. The possible says Ishlef Yochloi Techoisu, only B'shash Chita, not B'shash Rika. The Mara Man Tanel Hora Tadar Rabbanan. Who is the Tanel of this Brisa? Harei Shoyecholim. If somebody was sick, B'shash Chitim. B'shash they shechted the korban, the person was sick, he wasn't able to eat the meat. V'cholim B'shash Rika. But he got well, he was healthy again, B'shash Rika. Now he could eat the meat. Or the other way. Cholim B'shash Chitim. He was healthy, B'shash they shechted the korban. V'cholim B'shash Rika. He got very sick, B'shash Rika. Now he's not ready to eat the meat. He is Allah Ain Shechtim Zerchin Olov. You're not allowed to shecht or throw the, make the zrika on this person. Until the person is a healthy person, that the person himself is royal to eat meat from the time of the shechita until the end of the zrika. Here's the Chura command, name of Rabbanan, of Lori Rab Nosson. Chura only goes according to Rabbanan that holds, you have to be able to eat the meat of the korban. But according to Rab Nosson, since you don't have to eat the meat, maybe even if you're not royal to eat the meat, also is kosher. That's a Havaminim. The Mar, no, like we said before. Afilu Tem Rab Nosson. This Brisa could even go according to Rab Nosson, like we said before. Gavra de Chazil Achila Binon. Rab Nosson says, even though he holds up the meat is tummy and you can't eat it, still it's kosher, that's only because the person has to be royal to eat. But if the person is a choyl and can't eat the meat, that's a pasles. That's the pasuk says. You have to be able to eat the meat. So here, if you were sick, b'shas rika, that's no good. You yourself have to be able to eat the meat from the time of the shechita until the time of the zrika. If he got sick later, then since b'shas shechita, the korban was kosher, avadi yoytza the mitzvah. So tomorrow, man, tanu, hara, tanu, rabon. Who's the tanu of this b'raitza? Shochatu v'tayra. They shechted it when you were Torah. The meat was Torah. V'yachakach nitmu habaylam. Or then the baylam became tummy. His alocha yizrei kadam. You're still allowed to bring the korban. The korban is still kosher. Yizrei kadam b'tayra. Allowed to make this rika. V'yal yoichul bosa b'tumim. But the person, the baylam, is not allowed to eat the meat since he's tummy. His zechura kaman. Who does this go like? Amar Reb Lezer b'achloikis shnuyev Reb Nosni enechnami. This is all in the machloikis. Here we see clearly that the person became tummy before zrika. So we know clearly this person is not allowed to eat the meat. Still we say you can make this Rika, and his Yoitz is Mitzvah's Korban Pesach. According to Rabbonin, you're not Yoitz is Mitzvah's Korban Pesach unless you eat the meat. And here you can't eat the meat.
Sanechnami, this only goes according to Reb Nosson and not according to Rabbonin. Reb Nosson knows that even though you can't eat the meat, still you yotze a mitzvah's korban. For Reb Yechon Amar no, Reb Yechon says, afilu tem Rabbonin. I'll tell you, maybe it even goes according to Rabbonin. Hocha v'mayaskini, you know what we're talking about over here? V'tzibur. We're talking about the tzibur became tummy. The afilu betumanami avdi. That is, what's the case here? They shechted the korban pesach you were tor. V'yachakach nitmu. It means, like Rashi says, the nosi of Klai Yisrael died. And everybody went to be Isaac in his Levaya. So Rov Tzibra became Tomei. So now that the Bailam became Tomei, since the Bailam Rov Tzibra is Tomei, the Locher is, you could bring the Korban Betumah, and you're even allowed to eat the meat Betumah. The only Korban that you're allowed to eat the meat Betumah is a Korban Pesach. So now this Bereisah could even go according to Rabbonin. Even though the Rabbonin say the Iker with the Korban is to eat the meat, and here the person became Tomei, but he's allowed to eat the meat at night. Why? Because Rov Tzibra became Tomei. When Rov Tzibra became Tomei, then you're even allowed to eat the meat of a Korban Pesach. Fred Gemara, Iber Tzibur, Amayena Bosa Necha Betumar. Obazoi, why can't you eat the meat? The Teretz is Gzera, Shem Yitmu Abailam Liachas Rika. We're afraid maybe the Bailam will become Tomei after Zrika. In other words, Midiraisa really you're allowed to eat the meat. That's why the korban is kosher. But midirabonin, though, you're not allowed to eat the meat. And it's gzeira. What's the gzeira? Because we're afraid maybe next year there'll be another case that the shas shchita and zrika, everybody was torn. That's called the korban was brought betaira. And then later in the afternoon, the people became tummy. So in such a case, even though Rov Tzibra became tummy, they're not allowed to eat the meat at night. Because that's not called the korban that's brought betumah. A korban's brought means b'shasta b'alvaidam, b'shasta shrit and the zrika. See if it's like this year was good, Rov Tzibra was tamei b'shas zrika. So it's called a korban was brought b'tumma, then taka really with the rice you allowed to eat the meat at night. But we make a gzera, maybe next year is that b'shas shrit and zrika, everybody was tor. They first became tamei later. And in that case, the korban was brought b'taira, you're not allowed to eat the meat. The Yomru, people will say, Ishtaket last year, learn Nitzmanu, weren't we all Tanei, v'yachalnu, and we ate the meat. Sahashta, this year also, Nami Nechel, let's also eat the meat tonight, even though we're all Tanei. But V'layadi, people will know, the Ishtaket last year, Ki Yizdorek Dam, V'shasta Zrika, V'shasta Koyim Adun, the Avoidon, Bailam Temeim Heve. The Bailam Rove Tzibu was Tanei ready, so it's considered the korban is being brought betumah. Therefore, you're allowed to eat the meat betumah. Abahashta, this year, Bailam Terim Heavy. This year, we're talking about such a case that everybody was tor, even B'shas Rikam. They only became tum later on in the afternoon. So that's called the korban was brought by Tyra, and in such a case, you're not allowed to eat the meat at night. Therefore, they made Xerah, even the case we're allowed to, also a case you're not allowed to. Tomorrow, boy, you say another teretz is. That's the original kasha. How come Rav says now Mishnah that by korban Pesach, in a case where the meat became tumay, that if you make the Zrika, but the evidence kasha? Why is it kosher by the Yevid? The boy is saying, Rav Yomer Teb Yeshua. Rav goes not like Rav Nosav, like Teb Yeshua. Titania Teb Yeshua Aymer. Kol Azvachim Sheva Torah, all type of Kabonis. Vein Shenitmu Bosom, whether the Bosom became Tomei. Vechelev Kaim, and you have Chelev Realm. Vein Shenitmu Chelev, whether the Amurim, the fats became Tomei, you can't burn them. O Bosom Kaim, but the meat is around. Is Alocha Zorik Et Adam. This is Reb Yeshua Shitosai, that you have to have something, you can only have Zerik as Adam, if there's something here, either Bosar, or else Chelev. What about a Nozir? V'yoyse Pesach. What about a Nozir or Korban Pesach? Nitmo Chelev. Let's say the Chelev became Tomei or Bosar, Kayim is Zerik as Adam. You're allowed to make the Zerik as Adam. What about Nitmo Bosar, the Bosar of a Korban Pesach, or else of a Nozir became Tomei? The Chelev Kayim, even though the Chelev, the Amurim, is not Kayim, is not Tomei, still the din is Metchila Ein Zorik Es Adam. Metchila like our Mishnah, you're not allowed to make the Zorik Es Adam. But Yeshua says clearly, V'yem Zorak, Lo Yitzui, the Koyim, made the Zorik on this Korban Pesach, even though the meat is Tomei, that the Bailam will not be able to eat the meat, still Hurtzer, still for the Yeb, the Korban is Kosher, and he doesn't have to bring a Korban Pesach, a Pesach Sheni. So you see clearly, Yeshua also holds like this. So the kids are Rav Hosek and Yeshua. Nitmu HaBailam B'meis. What happens if the Bailam became Tumas Mace? Then Lo Yizrik. Then don't make the Zrika Adam. The Imzorak Lo Yhutzer. And here, even with the Evataka, the Zrika does not help. Rashi, Imzorak Lo Yhutzer. The Yafagat, the Achilos Lo Makfin. Even though the Achila is not Makiv, like we said before, Gavra, the Chosel Achila Binim. You have to have such a person that the person would have been Roy Teeth. See if just the meat became Tomei, but the person is still Tor, then the carbon is a good carbon. Even though you can't eat, because the meat is tamei, but since you're a person that could eat the meat, it's called the good carbon. But here with the Bailam, the owner of the carbon, he himself touched the mace, that he himself can eat the meat. He's not roi, then the carbon is possum. As Zayvai Kebishu holds, that the person has to be roi to eat. Right. The Mokdoshim and Akens, the Mishnah says what by regular carbonis, it's not that way. That what, even though the meat is tamei, but as long as the chel of the amurim is around, the carbon is a good carbon. So the Mara Masis Siman Rabbi Shui. The our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yeshua that we had before. The Tani we learned before. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer. Kol Az Lachem Shematoru. All different types of carbonas. A carbon chatis, a shlomim. Shenishtairo mihem kezayis basar. If you have meat left over, at least the kezayis meat that the kohen could eat. Or kezayis chelav. Or else there's at least the kezayis of fat left over that you will be able to make aksarim. Is Alocha now Zorik Es Adam. Before Zrika, and the rest of it all got lost, it got burnt up. This is the only thing that's left over, you're allowed to make the Zrika. Because that's called something that's here. What about Techatzi Zayas Basa, Techatzi Zayas Chalif? Let's say all the meat and all the fats got lost. Only a Chatzi Zayas of the meat is left over, that the Kohanim eat, and a Chatzi Zayas of the fats is burnt on the Mizbech is left over. That's not called an Achila. Because you can't put the two together. The Chalif, what do you do with it? You burn it on the Mizbech. The Basa who eats the Kohanim. So it's called two different achilas. Since each one is left in the kezayis, it's not called the kezayis is left over. It's called like there's no basar here. So according to Yeshua, ain zorek es adam. Mashenkin uba'oila, by a korban oila, then both are the same thing. Is afilu kechatzi zayis basar, kechatzi zayis chelev, even though you only have a chatzi zayis meat left over, and a chatzi zayis fat left over, still, since by a korban oila, both of them is burnt on the mizbeach, so lemaisa, now you are burning the kezayis on the mizbeach. Therefore, the locher is zerik es adam. You're allowed to make this zerik es adam. Mifnei shakula kolu, because by a korban oila, everything is burnt. So since you're burning fat and meat, so lemaisa you're putting the kezayis on the mizbeach. That's called an achila. So that's called you have dam and basar. Therefore, it's kosher. Ve'enachanami, if there's no chelev and no basar at all, Rabbi Yeshua shrit there is. You're not allowed to make this zerik es adam. Over mincha, afa pish shakula kayemis. But the mincha, even though everything is still here, still lo yizrik. Still you can't make a zrik as adam. For the Gemara, mincha mayavirite, who's talking about a mincha here? We're talking about zvachim now. What does the melachas have to do here? Omer Rav Papa meant to say like this, that in the case where you had your korban, and you have the blood here still, but the whole rest of the animal got burnt up, there's nothing here. So we're saying now, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're not going to make the zrik as adam. What about this was a korban that had to have a mincha with it also? And the mincha is still here. Do you consider the mincha like there's something to be burnt also? That's the Kiddush of Sbraisam. That minchas nesachim. We're talking about a mincha that comes because of this carbon. So salka daite chamina, I would have thought. Kivun the koach yimikoyach zevach, since this is a carbon, that the din of this carbon is, you're supposed to bring a mincha with it. So I would have thought. Kigufa the zevach tamin, that the mincha you bring after the carbon is considered like the carbon. So even though the whole carbon got burnt up, and all you have left now is just the dam, is still here, and the mincha. So I would have thought that according to Yeshua, you're allowed to make this Zrikas Adam. Why? Because you have the mincha left over. Kamashmala, no. That you dafka have to have something from the korban itself. Either the chelev or the basar. But the mincha doesn't help. For the Gemara, chelev minolan. How do I know that chelev is enough? The pasuk before said according to Yeshua, the yasi soilo secho habasar yadam. So the pasuk says habasar. Maybe you dafka have to have meat left over that the kohen could eat. How do you know chelev to burn the fat is enough? Amri Rabbi Yechon Mishum Yevishmoyim, Omat Ba Mishum Yevishua Ben Chananya. The Yom Akro, the Pesach says, "V'hikter Achelav L'Reich Nichoyach LaHashem." Is you could amol make a Torah just with the fat alone? That makes the Reich Nichoyach. It's a Diyek. Chelav Avo Pishein Bosom. That you grab a mol, you're only burning the Chelav, even though there's no boss around, even though the boss all got burnt up already or got lost. Still, you can make a Torah from the Chelav. Good. That the Maraska Chon Chelav. That's good. Mamish the Chelav. What about the Yoseres HaKovid, the top part of the liver? Or Shtei Kloyes, the two kidneys? Minolon, that's not called Chelev. How do you know just burning? These are also part of the Emurim. These are also part of the animal that's burnt on the Mizbeach. How do you know the burning of these two things, even though it's not called Chelev, it's also called the good Aktara? And the Gemara, Heichi Yarmina de Zakinan, how do we know that these things are good? It's enough to say you could make a Zrikas Adam. So he says, I have a raya from the din of the Mishnah Gufam. For this Braisa. Midiktoni, the Braisa ended off to say, that you know where it's no good, uve mincha, even though you have the mincha left over, afa pisha kula kayemis lo yizrak. In other words, when you had the dam of the carbon, and the whole meat and fat got burnt up, and the onus that's left over is only the mincha, that's what's no good. So it's a diyuk. Mincha udoloi. It's only no good because the only thing left over was the mincha. Abu yaseres hakoved. But if the top part, the top lobe of the liver is left over, ushteya kloyes and the two kidneys left over, shapadomi. So it's mashu from this bright gufa. The only time it's no good is everything got lost. Only the mincha is left over, that's no good. Because the mincha is not part of the korban. Mashma, if any part of the korban is left over, it would be good. So the more we know, how do we know this? We have, so good, you bring in a raya, but how do I know this? Omar, the Pasuk says, L'reach nichoyach. We dash in kol shah tamala, l'reach nichoyach. Anything you're burning for the sake of giving nachas ruach to Kodesh Baruch Hu is good. So when you burn the shteir kloyes and the aseret hakavod, it's also for that purpose. So the more v'yitzchok lemichtav chelev, v'yitzchok lemichtav reach nichoyach. I need both sukkim. That chelev is good and the aseret hakavod is also good. Because of Rachamon chelev Torah, would have John said the word chelev have a mean? I would have thought chelevin only fats if you burn, that's good. Your aseret hakavod shteir kloyes loy. Maybe that's not cold like fat. That's not so good. Because of Rachamon and all reach nichoyach. Eat anything. Because Rachamon reach nichoyach have a mean? Fakert. Kol oil in the reach nichoyach. V'yafilu mincha, I would have thought anything that's being burnt. Even the mincha is also good. Hey, it's in the case where you have this dam, you made a shechita, they made the kabbalah sadam, and then all of a sudden the whole rest of the animal got lost, or got burnt up. But you have the mincha left over. What do you do with the mincha? There's a kamitza. You take your handful and you burn it. So since there's a pot put on the mizbeach, maybe that's also called the reach nichoyach. Because rachmona chelev, that's what the Torah says, no chelev. You have to have something left over from the goof of the korban itself. It has to be something like fat. But what type? Nalavdavka fat mamish. Anything left over, even the shteya kloyes and the aseret hakavod is also good. So that's how we know pshat in Yabishua. And now Mishnah Elchura goes like Yabishua. So the Mishnah Baita. Nit mukal. Let's say everybody in Klai Yisrael became tummy. This era of Pesach. Oy rubay. Or else ro with the cow became tummy. Oy shoya kanim tmeim. Or else no, even though all the bailam were Torah, but just all the kanim and the base of Mittish were tmeim. Is va'akal torim, even though all the kal, the whole tzibu was torah, just the kanim with tmeim is alocha yaseh betumah. That's the cloud that a korban pesach is allowed to be brought betumah. If rov tzibur, or else all the kanim atameh, you're allowed to bring the korban pesach betumah. What about nitmo miyat akal? Only a miyat, not the roiv, the miyat of the kal, God became tameh. And is alocha ha'atorim moisim nesarishim. The people that are torah, they bring korban pesach rishon. The atmeyim, the miyat, the small amount of people that are tamei oisim as a sheni. That's the loch when the Torah says there's a pesach sheni. That roist people with Torah, they made a pesach rishon. So you few people that are tamei, you have to bring first carbon sheni. Tana rabbonim, harei shoyu Yisrael tamayim ukanim ukli sharas torim. The Yisraelim, all the bailim with tamei, but the kanim with Torah. Oi shoyu Yisrael torim, not the Yisrael with torim. The kanim ukli sharas tamayim. V'yafidlu Yisrael ukanim torim. Even if the Yisraelim and all the kanim also torah, just the kli sharas tameim, all the knives, every single shaychet knife was tummy that year. He's alocha yaseh betumah. Still, you're allowed to bring the korban betumah now. Why? Shein korban tzibu cholik. There's no such thing. Once you say that this cold tzibu is tummy, you're allowed to bring a betumah. Everybody's allowed to bring a betumah. Even the people that are torah are also allowed to bring a betumah. The one Rav Chizda. We're only talking about where this knife touched the mace. If the knife touched the mace, then we say, what type of tumor is there on the mace, on the knife? The Rachmon Omer, the Torah says, Bechalal Cheriv, that when you touch a mace, that when a metal thing that touches a mace, we dash in Cheriv, Harek Echalal. The knife, a metal that touches the mace, has the same aloch like the mace himself. So, Melo, the knife now becomes an Avhatumah. When the Kohen touches the knife, the Kometam Gavram. So the Kohen has to become Tomei. So in order to bring this Korban Pesach this year, the Kohen has to be Tomei. So since the Kohen is Tomei, that's called the Korban is brought Betumah. The Mikorakim is the Avidom, Betumah Saguf, the Korban is Komes Avidom. When the Kohen brought this Korban, the Kohen himself was Tomei. And the Loch is usually a Kohen that's Tomei. If he does the Avidah, there's a Chi of Korban. But here, since it's a Korban Sibur, you're allowed to bring it even Betumah. Avo Nitma Sakim Betumah Sheretz. Let's say the knife only tossed the sheretz, that's all. So the knife is only reaching the tumah. The boss ruled the metamein. When you shech now with this knife, it only makes the meat tumah, but not the kohen, the tamilein. Legavra le metamilein. But the person, the kohen, does not become tumah. Because since the knife is only reaching the tumah, it's not metamah the person. is mele torim ovid. The locher is only a Torah-dika person can bring this korban.
All right, we'll continue next tape.